Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, it's Sprague here. Really appreciate you listening. You're about to get some podcast excellence. It's presented by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
Now you listen to me. I want details, and I want them right now. I don't have a job. I have no place to go. You're not in the mood? Well, you get in the mood!
This is Dirt and Sprague.
We try and teach our children not to make fun of others.
Mongoloid Mike, is that what you used to call him? Bust his head open with a stick. Remember that?
With Andy Dirt Johnson and Brendan Sprague.
You think you're ready to run with the bulls?
I've been earning and burning, snapping necks, and cashing checks.
Look, Brendan, here's the thing. It's the Catalina wine mixer. Okay.
Ah! Are you saying pal? What are you saying?
Ah! Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Hey, Luke, how come there's no ice in my lemonade? Sorry. Drop down or you give me 10 now.
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour on a Friday. Welcome back in. Dirt and Sprague, thanks for being with us here on Portland Sports Leader 1080 The Fan. 1 hour away from a beer. Countdown continues. We'll Sprague the line coming up at 2:30. Talk a little PGA Championship. We got a lightning delay. Everybody's off the course right now. Staying away from the weather conditions. A little hazardous out there. So we'll let you know if they get back out in the next hour or so. But that's something that might affect the rest of the second round a little bit. See if guys can finish up today. Got to fit some holes in tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't think Ricky had it going. Starting to get to the back where guys have been making hay. He was at 7-under. He's played the 10th. But I think he would prefer not to have to play 26, 27 holes tomorrow.
On a Saturday, yeah, that'd be tough to try and fit the whole thing in. So we'll update you on that here the rest of the hour of the show. Let's get to this. We've been wondering about this story now for who knows how many weeks. We've been bringing this thing up. What are they going to do? What's the solution? What's his career going to be? 398 appearances, 398 starts. That's what Felix Hernandez's career looks like for the Seattle Mariners. Number 399 is going to be out of the bullpen. They announced yesterday. The Mariners, by the way, big win for them last night. They jumped all over Verlander early on. I was watching that game. Their first four hitters in the lineup hit for the cycle. Where the hell did that Mariner team come from? Where's this offense been for the last month and a half? They needed that. So they jumped all over Verlander, got a big win on the road in Houston. But the story of the night for them was Felix Hernandez. As they announced, he is moving officially to the bullpen. He's got a 5.73 ERA this year. And, you know, I'll say this. This is not easy for a team to handle, of just a face of the franchise and a demotion of sorts. And it's not simple. And I thought Service handled it perfectly. He came out, he said, you know, he's done an unbelievable job as a Mariner. Don't take any of this lightly. I think just trying to make the best decision for the ball club, the best decision for Felix at this point. Take a breath, step back, gather yourself. He said he respects him and everything he's done throughout his career. But these things happen. Ultimately, it's about the team. It's never easy. But again, hopefully he takes it the right way. He'll get a chance to pitch at some point down there. Maybe he can work his way back into the rotation. We'll see. One note that did concern me a little bit, and I won't overreact to it because it might just be the heat of the moment. Felix Hernandez declined to speak to the media after the game last night, which, it's a tough day for him. I understand it. Would have been nice, I think, for the team just to say, hey, I'm here to do whatever I can to help, kind of quote.
Yeah. Felix hasn't ever been really one that likes to deal with the media in the first place,
no,
to my recollection.
No, he's
so
not.
You know, if he's not one that's willing to go out and chat it up with them when life is good, then what makes you think when...
That's a good point. Yeah. I think just because Service had in the quote, hopefully he handles this the right way. Hopefully he takes it the right way.
Yeah.
That's the... And then the not talking to the media. And again, I get being
frustrated.
Well,
listen, and also, if you got to look at it the other way. If he also doesn't think he can keep himself from speaking his mind... Where you could cause a lot more problem by making things public. If he's still frustrated and upset and disappointed and all of those things, you also have to recognize it's not wise for me to talk to the media right now, because if I get pushed, I might go off, and you know, that's not fair to my teammates either.
No, it's not. I would hope that he has seen this coming. You got a 5.73 ERA. You've been terrible basically all year. There have been very few bright spots through all of your starts this season. And for a pitcher of his, just seeing, being around the game as long as he's been around, you've seen this kind of stuff happen before. So I would hope the decision wouldn't catch him off guard. And I think when you're Seattle, you already have a unique, if you will, dugout and locker room situation coming up here in a week. When Robinson Cano comes back and he's in the lineup, he returns, the suspension, the injury, he hasn't been around in a long time. He's going to be in the lineup, but he can't play in the playoffs if you get there. That's kind of a weird one to try and handle and navigate for a ball club. And then you add on top of that now the face of your franchise, a guy that's been a leader and everybody looks up to and respects in that clubhouse. He has to go about this the right way. Like, Felix Hernandez can be as upset as he wants. He can be as pissed as he wants at the Mariners for wasting away his prime. And those are all valid concerns. But at the end of the day, if
you're still 2.5 games out of a playoff spot,
you're fighting for something here. And the Mariners have never been to a World Series. They haven't been to the playoffs in 16 years. And your attitude should be, and I would hope his is, and I think it will. I'm here to do whatever it takes to help us win.
And the key for that, if I'm Scott Servais, I am going to look for key points in the one. I want to see where his head is at, and if he can come in for whatever purpose. So they're going up against Cole Garrett tonight.
Garrett Cole, yeah.
Garrett Cole. So if it's a point, and I Leak starting, so who knows what you're going to get out of Leak.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get to the fourth or fifth inning and Leak's out of gas, or he's in danger of.
Sure.
You got a spot, and it's still a fairly close game.
You need the fifth and sixth inning.
I'm going to Felix, and I say, this is important. These are the situations. If you can get us out of this stuff, you will be vital to us, and see if he can rise to the moment and understand there's still critical spots. And if they can get, you know, two innings out of him, I said, I need you to get through, get us to the eighth inning. This is really important, and you play it up like that, and they get a victory. Maybe he gets a win in relief sort of thing. I think if I'm Scott, I don't want to bring him in when it's a 11-2 game in the eighth inning, and I need some. That will put him over the edge. I think I push him out that way.
You don't use him in garbage time. I'm with you on that. Because this is going to end up being a really important role for them. If you've watched the Mariners at all this year, you know that middle part of the bullpen –
yeah, they don't have good middle relief.
That middle relief is awful. They went out and got Zach Duke, and he's given up a home run. Or Zach Duke, he gives up a home run every time he takes the mound. Warren, right, it was a guy who they got from the Yankees. He's been a gas can. He comes on and pours it on the fire. So back end, I think you feel okay. Colomb's been pretty solid. Diaz has been fantastic. We know that. So the eighth and ninth inning are good. It's that middle stretch that you don't have right now, and that's a huge part. And if he can find,
I mean, think about how
important
Andrew Miller is to what Francona does with Cleveland.
That's right, yeah.
So if you can bring him in a crucial situation and say, hey, you're our guy, get us out of this jam, this is what we need, and he has a couple of those experiences, and the team is fired up, it gets him in, fires up the offense, they come through with a run or two to take a lead or something. And maybe you convince him that that's a crucial role that nobody else can fill on that team but him.
Yeah.
And keep him engaged the rest of the year.
Yeah, and I'm hoping that's what happens with him. So Felix Hernandez is officially moving to the bullpen. The analogy that I brought up when this first happened, and I said that's the move you should make, because I always have to connect things back to the Giants. It's just what I do when I talk baseball, is the example. The Giants did this with Tim Lincecum in 2012, and he was the face of the team. He was a guy that had won back-to-back Cy Youngs. He won a World Series for them in 2010. He was one of the more dominant pitchers in all of starting baseball for about a 5-6 year stretch there, from like 2008 until 2011 or 2007 to 2011. And in 2012, he was a shell of his former self. He was terrible. They had to move him out of the rotation. They couldn't trust him. And he ended up having a huge impact down the stretch and in the playoffs out of the bullpen, where you have, as Swag mentioned, one of those starts where a guy's shaky through four, you're still in the game. He'd come in and lock down the thing in the fourth, fifth, sixth inning, and he'd propel you to a win. And there is a role for that on a baseball team. And it's such a terrible cliche, but it's so true that – in a sport like that, it's going to take all 25 guys for Seattle to make the playoffs. You need some sort of an impact up and down that dugout. And Felix Hernandez, I'm hoping, embraces this chance, realizes they have an opportunity to do something they've never done in his entire career, and that's make the playoffs, because they picked up a half game on Oakland last night. They didn't play. You got a tough series in Houston this weekend, and you won the first game. So embrace the role would be my advice to him. It doesn't mean that your career's over. It doesn't mean you can't be a contributing member of the squad. He's got a chance to have a big impact because they need some help in middle relief innings. And we'll see if he embraces that. But Felix Hernandez going to the bullpen in Seattle. We now know what the solution to the Felix Hernandez problem is. And that is it. We'll see how he handles it. Sprague and the Line coming up at the bottom of the hour. Get your fake sponsors in to 55305. A little hodgepodge of stuff coming up next. Some of the highlights we've noticed in the Blazers schedule. Also, we have not talked much about the PGA Championship. Kind of an update on the leaderboard, where guys are at now that we're in this delay. We'll kind of set the landscape for you heading into a possible about 27 holes tomorrow afternoon. We'll do that next on The Fam. Hey, well, Sprague and the Line coming up, bottom of the hour. Get your fake sponsors in, 55305. It's been a fun show today. We talked about the 999 challenge, 9 beers, 9 hot dogs, 9 innings. Do you think you could pull that bad boy off? That was fun to talk about. Came up with all sorts of strategies. We are going to try and execute it at some point, and we'll live stream it. We had Jared from Lifting Gear Hire. He texted in and said he'll sponsor it. We got the whole thing covered, man. We got a sponsor for this, 999. This challenge is going to happen. Who was the was it Herman Cain? Was he the presidential candidate that was his tax plan? He said that over and over and over again.
I can't remember.
999. Some political guru will have to help me with that. That was in 2000. I think that was the last election cycle. He had his tax plan.
I just think of Ed Rooney and Ferris Bueller's. Nine times.
Yes, and we're doing the 999 challenge. It's going to be fun. Do you have any hot takes on the Blazers schedule, Swigard?
The fact that they see the Lakers 3 times in the first 4 weeks, I think could be good.
Yeah, they play them, the 18th, and they play them again.
They open with them, then they play them again in Portland on November 3rd and at LA November 14th.
Yeah.
So I think that benefits them. I think it's going to take a while for them to come together. I don't know if they'll win all 3, but I think you got a chance to win 2 of those. Who knows some of the other older guys, what sort of aches and pains they're going to have to fight through. And, I think it's going to take Luke Walton a little while to understand and get the reins of that team. I think you're going to have young guys being frustrated. Who knows what Lonzo Ball is, cause he's had issues. He's had procedures off season. So who knows where that ends up? So I think there's a lot more questions. I have a lot more questions than I think Vegas and other people seem to have about how that all goes together. You got a huge road trip, February.
Yeah, right after the All-Star break.
Right after the All-Star break.
Where is it this year, by the way? Where's the All-Star game? Is it in, Vegas again? I hate the way the NBA does the All-Star game.
LA.
In LA again. That is so dumb. How they just bounce around to the same handful of cities seemingly every year. They did one in Vegas, and Vegas doesn't even have a team.
No, it's in Charlotte.
Charlotte. At least another good city finally gets it that deserves it. But still,
they
need to bounce around to every NBA market. That's such crap they don't do that.
So Portland will play San Antonio at home Thursday, February 7th. And they'll have one home game until March 7th. And that's Golden State, the last game before the All-Star break.
Yeah, that's a long stretch right there.
And so if they have any designs on being in the playoff chase, that road games include Dallas, Oklahoma City, Brooklyn, Philly, Cleveland, Boston, Toronto, Charlotte, and Memphis.
That's a tough. Then you come back for only 2 home games, then you go back on the road to the Clippers, Pelicans, and Spurs.
Yep. So that stretch mid-February to mid-March is, I think, when your season gets made or broken.
Yeah, they got 13 national TV games, including their opener against the Lakers on TNT, the late-night game on that one. They got a Pelicans game on TNT. What are their other TNT games? You got one against the Heat, Spurs, OKC.
You've got...
looks like most of them are at home, by the way. Most of their TNT games are at home. They're that late 7:30. All of them, actually. They're all at home.
TNT likes, they like coming to Portland. I think it's an easy setup. I know the announcers like coming. Harlan loves coming to Portland.
Yeah, it's a good environment. Usually you're going to get it. Good crowd, that kind of stuff. They got a number of games. Most of their, a handful of their ESPN games are on the road because they do those a little bit earlier. So you can play those. Yeah, a couple of big blocks of road trips. They got one early out of the gate in October, Orlando, Miami, Indiana, Houston. And they have one in November, LA, Minnesota, Washington, New York, Milwaukee, Golden State.
That's
and then,
not
other than
the
that,
most daunting one other than finishing up. But
yeah, yeah. I mean, it depends on what LA is early in the year. What's Minnesota look like this year?
But I think Washington, I don't expect as much from Washington. The Knicks are still a mess.
Yeah, by my count, they only have four road trips longer than three games this year.
Yeah.
The really long one after the break, the stretch in November, and then one towards the end of the year.
Well,
Chicago,
and they don't
Atlanta,
have,
Detroit, Minnesota.
They only have one home road back-to-back. They had a bunch of those before, and
those are all gone now.
Killers. You play a home game, and then you got to pack up and go to Utah or Sacramento or something.
Yeah, that one sucks.
They only have one of those this year.
Which I like. So there's some highlights from the Blazers schedule. It's all out. Casey Holdall's been tweeting all the facts out today at CHold on Twitter. You can go check his Twitter account if you want to take a look at it. Still lead the NBA in travel. That's something you're never going to be able to get
until,
away
No, until they Seattle. Get a team back in Seattle, yeah. I think they will. There's just, I mean, the closest road trip is Sacramento, and that's still, what, 800? Miles.
Yeah, it's still a long trip down there. So there's some NBA schedule tidbits from the Blazers. The developing story of the afternoon is the PGA Championship.
Yeah, it's pouring there right now.
It is an absolute thunderstorm right now. So they're all off the course. This does not feel very optimistic that play will continue this afternoon. I don't know if you've seen anything different.
Well, it's,
they're 2 hours ahead.
Yeah, it's 4:30 in the afternoon there now. You've got daylight, what, until around 7:30, 8, maybe local time?
So you're going on about 2.5 hours of daytime left out there.
So, and the tricky part is with the deluges that come in the Midwest, can they, you know, do they have to go out in squeegee greens? Is there puddles and bunkers because it can't
exactly
absorb all that water so quickly? Eventually overnight they'll be able to
it'll soak in,
they'll disperse it. I don't know if they have the subair system on the greens there or not, but so for a guy like Ricky Fowler, it was having a nice round, he was 2 under, under control. You know, fortunately, Ricky's young. He's in shape. I think he'll be able to handle playing 26 holes.
Yeah, Tiger will be interesting to see how that handles on his back.
Yep.
Re-loosening up. Does it tighten up on him? 27 holes. I think Tiger's through 7 holes, so Ricky's got a little bit less to go than Tiger.
But, yeah,
so Tiger's
Tiger,
got a few
they'll
more
have,
holes to go.
They'll have 28, 29 holes to get through with Justin Thomas and Rory. And so, yeah, we'll see what kind of toll, how early they have to get back up. And that's the other thing. If it doesn't look like it's going to – they probably won't wait too long.
No, just call it at some point.
Because they're going to have to get those guys out there real early. So they want to let them get back and get rest.
Yeah, not hanging around the course for 4 more hours waiting
to
see if they
can play. So if it looks like it's just a short sell that might be passing through in the next half hour, then maybe they'll try and get them back out there. But if it looks to be of any length or if there's more lightning – they might call it a day and start early tomorrow.
Yeah, so that's your update from the PGA Championship. Gary Woodland, he shot a 66 today. He was phenomenal yesterday and today. He's 10 under. Kisner came out of nowhere with a 64. He got to 9 under. Koepka almost at a 62. He was 7 under today.
Yeah,
he's 8 under for the tournament.
Kisner, you look up there and it's the big bombers.
You got Koepka, DJ's at 7
Woodland's
under.
Woodland's one of the longest hitters.
Woodland's a long hitter, yeah. Fowler, as Swag mentioned, he's still a top player, close to the leaderboard. He's a 2 under. He's got 8 holes to go. He got through 10. John Rahm had a decent day today. He's at 5 under par for the tournament. Adam Scott had a great round this afternoon. Who else played? What, Jordan Spieth got it going a little bit today. Did you see him huck the ball and was it 17 or something?
He hit it in the hazard and
he threw his ball. He was all pissed.
Fired a Randy Johnson like slider.
It was good form, by the way. Good form on his.
We're getting the radar shots here. Yeah, it's bright red over St. Louis. People are under overhangs and trees.
You know, that was one of the things I thought was interesting, and there's nothing else they could do. But I remember when I was at Augusta and I was just looking at my ticket, reading through some of the tidbits on it. That was one of the things. If you buy a ticket to Augusta to go to the Masters and a day is rained out,
tough
luck, buddy. Come next year. There's no reimbursement. Yeah. There's no, hey, we'll trade
now,
you
if
out
an
for,
entire,
for Friday.
I wonder if an entire day gets lost.
But I think they have so many people that buy individual day tickets. So how do you fit that back. You can't, there's only so many people you can have on the property.
True.
And just without being an absolute mat, it already is a madhouse, but you can't add another 10,000 people into that bad boy. So, yeah, PGA Championship, it's looking pretty, the leaderboard's looking pretty good. We'll see. It's looking at, as of right now, they'll have to play a little extra golf tomorrow afternoon. If you're wondering where Tiger is, he had it going. He was 300 through seven. Had the putter working, but didn't miss too many fairways. He was looking solid. So 300 through seven, but he's going to have to, it looks like, continue his round tomorrow afternoon. There's your PGA Championship update. We're about 1.5 days into this tournament, and we'll have to play a lot of golf tomorrow afternoon. By the way, side note, I got some buddies going to Bandon this weekend, and I'm so jealous. I got two different buddies. They don't even know each other. They randomly are going on the same weekend. One of my buddies, David, is texting me pictures from all over the course. Serenity now. Serenity now. Never done it, and I need to. I need to book that bad boy.
Yep. I've been there once.
Got to go play some golf down there.
We need to. Well, I've done a golf show from there. I know we can do a show on site.
Let's go. Show on site. Let's make this thing happen. Next summer, baby. Peak golfing condition. Yeah, weather looks beautiful down there. You bastards, I'm jealous of you. Hey, let's get to Sprague in the line. You got any fake sponsors? Send them in 55305. That's a better you today. Text line. We'll read your fake sponsors, make some bets that are likely going to win because Sprague ain't here to lose his bets. So we'll make some picks for you. We'll do it next. Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
Sprague in the line.
That's well done, Swag. We got to get you in the in the normal rotation. Good tone. Good tone. Hey, Sprague in the line. Brought to you. Actually, we went dirtying the line. Brought to you by the Blazers schedule release. It's good to know where the disaster is going to happen well in advance, like Fridays at 2:30 with Sprague's Picks. Sprague in the line, brought to you by the Dirt and Swag Show. Sprague who? Yeah, he's gone. We fired him. Sprague in the line, brought to you by the 999 Challenge, where Sprague could eat 9 almonds and drink 9 bottles of water in 9 innings.
Chateaubriand.
Yeah, he could handle 9 almonds and 9 bottles of water. He's got that in him. Sprague and Lye brought to you by Solo Shows, where dirt is left hanging while Sprague is out shirtless running. Yeah, bastard. Sprague and Lye brought to you by the Alaska Bureau of Tourism. We'll cover your losses if you take them back today. No, he's yours, man. Keep him. Sprague and Lye brought to you by Dirt's Armpit Hair. The only thing more unattractive to women is losing all your money betting with Sprague. Sprague and Lime brought to you by Are We Still Doing This? Is what Sprague's wife asked him last night. Sprague and Lime brought to you by Dirt's Illustrious Armpit Hair. It's more interesting than Sprague's Picks. Got that right. Got good flow. Sprague and Lime brought to you by Dirt Making Picks. Is at least there's a chance of winning this week. That's right. Sprague and Lime brought to you by Juneau, Alaska. If you're afraid of flying, why not go fishing in the middle of the Bering Sea?
No!
Spray Live brought to you by Brandon Sprague. While he's in Alaska, he's as cold as his picks usually are.
Anything gets me excited.
Hey, easy. What do we got? What else do we got here? Sprague and Lime brought to you by Comcast and Xfinity. We put as much value into the Cowboys games as you get from Sprague's picks. Yeah, what the hell? Sprague Live brought to you by Ghost Sex. It's as real as any chance Sprague has at making a pick.
I like it.
All right. Should we get to some picks? Sprague did a whole big NFL parlay, but we were too lazy to write it down. And let's be honest, I think he's going to lose all of them.
What on the remaining? There's only 4 games this weekend.
Yeah, I know. He did a whole thing last Friday. He like rattled off like 6 different games.
I wasn't paying that close attention.
Yeah, come on. So there are 2 games in the NFL tonight. We got Falcons and Jets. We got Lions and Raiders. Nothing better than gambling on preseason football. We got the debut of a couple of head coaches, John Gruden back in Oakland, and you got Patricia there in Detroit. Raiders -3. Where are you going in that one?
I will lay those points. If you think on the first opportunity that players have to put on the pads and the helmet for real and Chucky. Show John Gruden what they are all about, that there is anything less. Now, they might have 14 personal foul penalties.
Yeah.
They might have 3 guys get ejected.
Likely.
There's no way they're losing that game at home.
Yeah, give me the Raiders -3 as well. I haven't seen the tough part is with these is you never get the note of, and I just don't track it close enough of how many guys are actually in the lineup. Like the Rams didn't play anybody last
night.
They sent their entire starting offense.
I think Derek Carr will play a series or two.
Yeah, get him out there a little bit.
I think they'll, but I think all the, it's more about the backups and how clean, you know, things get. And I think Detroit's probably still going to be figuring a lot of stuff out with Matt Patricia. I think Gruden's going to come in there and he's like, you know, just play with your hair on fire.
Yeah, give me the Raiders, -3. Let's do it. The first one, though, of the day, this is on the NFL Network. You got Falcons and Jets. Jets, -4.5. I'm gonna go ahead and take the Falcons to get this one on the road. They're confident about their offense. See, Matt Ryan said the other day, they're light years ahead of where they were last year.
Yeah, I'm going to take the 4.5 points. Goofy stuff happens, as we saw at the end of preseason games too, in the Seahawks game last night with that weird, strange defensive touchdown to,
yeah. Oh yeah.
So goofy crap's going to happen like that. And team that's behind, you'll put in a third or fourth string quarterback and he'll have a chance to run the 2-minute drill and get all fired up and send him down the field. So I don't see much. I don't see a blowout.
You want to make a pick in the PGA Championship?
Well, it's tough.
Not knowing how the rest of round two is going to finish up. I'm going to stick with my my pre-tournament pick. I had the feeling we've seen a lot of guys break through at the PGA Championship being there first, and the guy that I've been waiting to do that for a while is Ricky Fowler. I think he'll be okay tomorrow. I think conditions will be soft in the morning. He'll
I don't
keep
think
it going.
Ricky's a bad pick.
I'm going to go Fowler.
DJ had that ridiculous run. If he puts a 62 together.
Yeah, he just had a couple of blips on the radar at the end of his first day.
He can say bye-bye to the field, so... I don't think you're wrong with either one of those picks.
I like the consistently, the ones that throw out a crazy low number, like Woodland would be a good pick right now. He's 64-66. You know, the ones that just throw out a random super low number always, you know, Brooks Koepka comes to mind today. Even though he played pretty well yesterday, he just dumped one in the hazard and lost a couple of strokes on it, but he was hitting the ball well. When you go 69-63, it's a big discrepancy, but he did play great today. But yeah, I'll go Fowler. You going to go DJ? You
sticking
with DJ?
I think I'll go DJ.
Go DJ. Okay. Play the chalk. And then the last one, I do have a random baseball bet for you.
Uh-oh.
I don't know why. This one piqued my interest. Hot baseball betting talk. Give me the under of 9 runs in the Red Sox and Orioles game. 405 first pitch. Under of 9 runs. Boston and
where's the game?
Baltimore. It's in Baltimore.
Who's pitching?
Eovaldi and Dylan Bundy.
Is there weather?
Book it.
Would you take the under of that?
I'm taking the under. Baltimore, Boston. You heard it here first, all right? That's my hot baseball bet for the day. Man. It's breaking the line.
Throwing your money away. It's Camden, for
Come
crying
on.
Out loud. Everybody on the Red Sox is hitting 420.
Yeah, Dylan Bundy's my boy. I like Dylan Bundy. Sprague and Live brought to you by White Rocks in Sprague's backyard. We know what Sprague's up to. Yeah, how about that on primetime? We learned that this week, that White Rocks means you're into orgies.
Excuse me?
Did you catch that? You didn't catch that segment? Yeah, they talked a lot about that the last 2 days.
No.
If you have a white rock in your backyard, if you paint one of your rocks white, it means that you're into orgies. And it's like a symbol to other people that are into orgies. Hey, they're open for business.
Yeah. Wow.
Spring Live brought to you by...
Are you sure it's a white rock or not petrified dog poo?
Just old dog poo. Been sitting there for 3 months. Yeah, that'd be kind of awkward if you misread the white rock. Oh, no, we don't do that here. Sorry. Sprague and Live brought to you by Dirt. He doesn't do a ton of research, but he will make better picks than Sprague.
I don't do a ton of research.
Some might disagree with that Baltimore-Boston pick, but you heard it here first. Sprague and Live brought to you by Keep Brandon in Alaska. We want him as far away from these picks as possible. Yeah, I'm just glad he's not here to reverse jinx somebody in the PGA Championship like he did last week. That was pretty bad. He took Jason Day, I think, last week, right?
Yeah, who imploded on the back nine there.
Sprague and Live brought to you by Dirt's Armpit Hair, the only thing longer than Sprague's odds to actually win a bet. Yeah. And Sprague and Live brought to you by Swag's Plums. You'll feel it in your plums.
Oh.
there you go. Hey, folks, we got one more segment left, okay? I got one more to do here. One more. We'll update you on the Coors Light poll results of the day. Also, some final thoughts on the 999 program. Could you, let me know at 55305, eat 9 hot dogs, drink 9 beers, and do it in 9 innings? Could you handle that?
Swagalicious.
We'll close out the show there next on The Fam. That's right, folks. Fist pumping your way into the weekend. Isaac and Suk coming up in 12 minutes. One thing we didn't get to today, did you see the Kelvin Benjamin Cam Newton beef last night?
I heard about it.
Cam went walking up to him before the game.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed that Cam did that. He's the kind of guy that would. Like, yeah, walk up there.
Tells me that's only important to those two.
Yeah. Nobody else really cares. It's been a good show. We started the show and spent a lot of time on the 999 challenge. This dominated the topic today. This dominated the headlines for us. This came from a Katie Nolan video. You can go find it. I tweeted it out at Theodore Johnson. I did not know that this was in existence or was a thing. And I don't know if she was the one that created it or not, but she went to a Mets game and she tried. Thankfully, the final score of that game was like 8-5.
And look,
so she
if
had
you're
time.
Gonna go to a Mets game, the 999 challenge is probably what you have to employ to sit through that.
So the challenge is you have to eat a hot dog and drink a beer every inning for 9 innings. And no, you cannot do it out of order. You can't stack like 4 hot dogs in 1 inning and then just try and get through the rest of it. Drink 4 beers in an inning. You gotta stay consistent because some innings are quick, some innings are slow. It's just you gotta have a little give and take there. So she was not able to accomplish it. I believe she did 8 and 8. She did eight hot dogs and 8 beers.
It's still an impressive effort.
Very impressive effort. And the guy that she was with did 10 beers and 6 hot dogs, I think. So he went further on the beers, but he couldn't quite get there on the hot dogs. He just kept drinking at that point. And the standards are you cannot have you can choose whatever kind of beer you want. It's got to be a 16-ounce beer. And it's just, we're talking normal run-of-the-mill ballpark hot dog. Because a lot of people have said there's no way in hell I could totally do that. If it is, you know, one of those foot-long sausage dogs, ones. Like, you'd be screwed.
No.
You'd get 2 or 3 of those things down and you'd keel over. It'd be all over at that point. So it's just talking normal ballpark dogs. And we have decided. And this is, by the way, the second challenge that I have coming up. So I have already entered into with buddies of mine. We in our group chat recently, we got into an argument about who's the best drunk golfer in the group. And this is the group that I play most of my golf with.
Okay.
So we have decided to do a beer a hole, 9-hole challenge and to see who is, in fact, the best beer golfer in the group. So I have that challenge coming up. And now we have decided, me and some coworkers, Swigard's on board with this. We have decided... We're gonna try this thing. We're gonna try the 999 challenge.
So we're gonna get.
We're not gonna do it on an actual game because we don't want to spend $400 on beer and hot dogs.
No.
We're gonna do it in a controlled environment. We'll barbecue the dog. You know, it's normal ballpark franks like they serve up at the stadium.
Yep.
Pick up some Coors, you know, 16-ounce Coors Lights. Be good to go. We'll try this thing at home.
We'll see. Maybe we'll talk to our friends at Pelican, see if they have a really, really light one.
Yeah, get it. You know, you can't do it.
Is AJ listening? Right. AJ's usually listening.
Yeah, we can't do any, like, we can't do the big, thick stuff. It's got to be.
No. It's got to be Kiwanda, got to be the Sunflare, something there. Nice.
There's 9 of them.
You can get ice cold, especially when it's supposed to be still in the 80s for, like, the next 2 months.
Right.
Something cool.
Yeah, somebody said, how the hell could you afford it? That's the toughest part, right? I mean, that's the issue.
Yeah. So we'll go to Costco. We'll load up.
Load up on dogs and buns. Grill them up. Do it on a Saturday. Sit around, watch a ball game on a Saturday. Do it before football season starts. Well, we got a couple of Saturdays left, so we got to jump on this thing, man. We got to get on this. So that was the majority of the show today. We did ask one of our poll questions today is, can you do this? Could you pull it off? The 9 beers, 9 hot dogs, 9 innings. 61% of you said no. 39% of you are go-getters like me and think, let's do this. Yeah. I think I could pull this thing off. Let's go. So 39% of you want to do it. The other poll questions we had today, as a man, do you shave your armpit hair? 84% of you say no.
No.
16% of you.
I'm not doing a Calvin Klein ad for anything.
You know,
I'm not a professional swimmer.
I never thought that my armpit hair would be a topic of conversation around the office.
I've had any number of things like hemorrhoids come up, and so nothing's sacred here.
Yeah, actually, by the way, good point. The Hazy Rock would be a good one for the challenge. Hazy Rock is a lighter.
Yeah.
Lighter summery beer.
We got to have them put them in 16-ounce cans for us, so they only sell them in the 12s.
That's true. Or we'll just go buy
one of
those.
Is Ryan listening?
Yeah, what's up,
Pelican,
Ryan?
Pelican, you listening?
we need some
help.
For the challenge. Let's go. We need to drink 9 of those bad boys. 9 16-ounce or so. But you can go get a 16-ounce cup and just fill it up. just load up on Hazy Rock, fill it up, crack another one, leave it in the fridge till the next. It's not like it's going to sit in there for long because you're going to need one in the next inning. And we're going to have to game plan it around the perfect pitching matchup. We need some gas cans
there. Will
out
be
there.
There will be some analysis done.
We're not going after – Chris Sale is not going to be involved in this.
No.
Max Scherzer, no. We're not doing a Scherzer start. Felix Hernandez, it's a bummer he's not in the rotation anymore because we could have picked a Mariner game. He'd go out there and give up 11 or something. Yeah. The other poll question we had today, do you take anything away from Baker Mayfield's strong preseason debut? 56% of you say yeah, a little bit, but don't overreact. 29% say nothing at all. 15% of you say absolutely, he looked great. That's the music to my ears. That is the music to my ears. I'm going to go drink a beer.
I've got some beers coming.
I need one.
Yep.
Playing some golf this weekend. I'm fired up about that.
I've got golf on the horizon.
Getting some golf in. Next week, by the way, is a big golf tournament next week.
Yeah, Winco Foods Portland Open presented by Kraft Heinz. We'll be out there at some point, all of us. I know we'll be out there for sure on Friday. I'll be out there doing the golf show Saturday morning. I'm playing in the Pro-Am on Tuesday.
Yeah, you're going to be out there big time in it. Go buy me a polo or something. Give me a.
So we'll see what lavish gifts come with the tea package. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
playing with Eggers.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Oh, you and Carrie, huh? How's Carrie's golf game?
I'll let you know.
Okay, I'm curious. We'll have to do we'll do a poll question on that Tuesday. Yeah, good golfer, okay golfer. How are people feeling about that? Good stuff, folks. If you miss any of the show, Les Schwab Tires Podcast, 1080thefan.com is where you can find it. Thanks for suffering through a week of solo shows with me. Sprague will be back officially on Monday. Swigard won't be here. He'll be here Wednesday.
Yep.
But Sprague and I will be here. I think Buck's doing the show Tuesday.
Yeah, Buck's going to do
Joe's
it on
doing
Tuesday.
It Monday.
Joe on Monday.
We might make Joe eat hot dogs during the show on Monday. Joe, if you're listening, bring your stomach. You're eating some dogs. Let's go. Have a good weekend, everybody. We will talk to you Monday at noon. Number one is next. You're listening to 1080 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.